Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jamal Kelly, and this is stand-up comedy, sitting down, a podcast, coming to you. I'm trying to get published on Pandora, so that I'll feel better about myself, thinking that maybe someone heard me, liked it, and therefore I'm more worthwhile to the planet, and to myself. So, I'm in the presence of ghosts and specters in the background, so I decided to do this stand-up now, either way, whether it goes to Pandora or not. And I want to sum it up, what is it all about? What is it all about? Well, it's all about, you know, it's all about your property. I mean, you're really just, wherever you're at, you're sitting in a room somewhere. I said it before, I'll say it again. You're only sitting in one room at one time. You're never in two rooms at two times. And you're secure or you're not. If you're not secure, you probably can go ahead and secure yourself. And you're sitting there again now. Now you're secure. And you're in there in the room. Well, you're in the room. You know, you might check your security and peek out the window now if you're paranoid or everything, but if you're an established community like ours, you know, as we built up on these principles, let's go back to the room. You're in your room, you're secure and you're sitting there, and an hour goes by. Now, when an hour goes by and you're sitting in a room, your eyes wander around the room, like it or not. And your eyes find different things and features about the room. And eventually, they find favorites of features. You just keep looking at that particular feature. Other features you forget about. Other features you just can't find again. You have no idea where that spot at. Where that series of spots on the wall. And if you play Connect the Dots like you used to if you were a kid in America. Looks a little teeny bit like Spider-Man. Enough that you may be able to explain to someone, enough for them to see, oh yeah, that does look like Spider-Man, if they were in the room with you, or you're in the room, but you can't find it again. Yeah, so, but what if you had something that you could play with in the room? Anything at all, a stick. Well, that will become your property, wouldn't it? Because without a doubt, you're going to defend your right to maintain control over your stick. Your thing that you have in the room with you. That's not human and doesn't have any animal rights. At that point, I think you extend it even to the little animals that are not human, just not to humans. That's your property. No one ever wants any interferences with their property. So we walk up the street, we might see someone interfering with your property. Quite clearly, you might be interfering with your property in a way in which he is quite offensive. It's not offensive. He's looking at him. That guy's over there. And I was just walking up the street. He's like, you know, obviously that guy's over there. I mean, I'm from here, so I can see he's obviously interfering with that guy's property. And the guy's not happy about it. I know, because I wouldn't like it if someone was trying to steal my bike either. So it shocked me, so I stopped, and I looked at it. I guess I evolved forward in the situation, progressed forward in the situation, and decided maybe I should call the police, or maybe I should just tell this guy that's walking by. Like, you see that guy over there? Is he stealing that guy's bike? I mean, that's somebody's property. But it wasn't so bad that I was upset enough to assume that he was bothering my property. So now, let's look at that on a broader scale. Everything is chopped up into property. There's nothing on the earth that's free. There's nothing on the earth that's not owned. Even international water space is therefore owned internationally. So, in order for you to gain something, someone else has to lose it. Even if you give them something for it or someone else does for the loss, even if they want the loss, they're still losing the property. No more property for them there. That's what I say. So America is a big chunk of property. So are all of the other little chunks of property across the planet, or chunks of property and land, and people like land, you can grow stuff in it and sit on it, and you can build stuff on it. Girls like it. So we have our jurisdictions, and we all have our own little countries, and our countries are our property. But of course, I mean, everyone likes it. I mean, I mean, why not have a little bit of what's your property, our property? It's always what we're thinking. I mean, if there's something we can do to arrange your property being our property, I mean, we get down, to the bullets on it. Let me see how this works.
This is Jamal Kelly.